In less than a decade, competitive video gaming has become a global phenomenon, with billions in revenue and hundreds of millions of fans. But there are still many who remain on the outside of esports. Today in All Tech Considered, NPR's Tom Goldman reports on efforts to bridge the gaps in esports.
How big is esports? Big enough to poke fun at. A recent Saturday Night Live skit featured Chance the Rapper as a fish-out-of-water esports reporter.
In a nutshell, there are 10 nerdy dudes sitting down at computers with headsets on while 20,000 people scream like they were watching the Beatles. I did not know this was a thing.
I thought it was all in good fun, and it was very funny.
Chris Greeley's a good sport. He's the commissioner of the North American League that oversees esports' most popular game, League of Legends. Greeley knows there's truth in humor, meaning the show's portrayal of esports isn't too far off, as a sometimes confusing world dominated by players and fans who are young, white, Asian, and male.
I think 5 years ago, that stereotype was probably a lot more true than it is today, but we're not out of the woods in terms of that yet.
I'm going around. Show you the flash.
To the uninitiated, this esports practice session is a bit bewildering. We're in Santa Monica. Los Angeles is the epicenter of North American esports. At the headquarters for Team Liquid. Team Liquid's five starting players sit in front of computer screens, calling out moves on headset microphones, simultaneously clicking on a mouse and tapping on a keyboard. The figures on the screens advance, retreat, kill enemies in a game said to be a mashup of four-dimensional chess and capture the flag. Players like these earn, on average, $300,000 a year, in large part for their computer-like minds.
When I take in information, I can like process it and apply it a lot faster than most people.
And that's helped Iliang Peng win 7 North American titles, including the last 4 with Team Liquid. As a superstar, he earns 7 figures a year and has tons of fans. For the non-fans?
Maybe you should check it out once or twice. It could be possible for like mainstream audience to like esports a little bit more.
There's still a generation gap to break through, but for those who may want to check it out, helps on the way.
We have a responsibility to bring gaming to as broad as audience as possible.
Ben Cusin is co-founder of a new TV network called Ven. He says when the video game entertainment and news network launches in August, it'll include esports 101 programming for all.
It's not just an age thing. You'll still find people within Gen Z, millennial, and older that want to learn more about gaming.
League of Legends commissioner Chris Greeley says his league currently has no female players at the pro and semi-pro levels. There are 2 teams run by women. Trisha Sigita is the CEO of FlyQuest. She says she's doing what she can to make esports more female-friendly. Esports merchandise traditionally has included unisex clothing like t-shirts and hoodies. Sigita introduced clothes for women.
We did a whole line that were crop tops, leggings, sports bras, to really show people that, like, look, if you want to game and dress like this, that's awesome. And we want to create those opportunities.
Those inside the esports tent say it's a big one, with room for everyone, even the skeptics, who may play games on their phones, which makes them gamers, says Greeley. They just don't have the headset, the computer screen, the special-made gamer chair. Yet. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Los Angeles.